Hey guys, it's Jen.
And Barry.
And yeah, you heard that correct. We did not say Jen and Carrie this time. We've got Barry as my co-host today. Welcome back, Barry.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a little while.
It has been.
I forget exactly how long it's been, but it's been a while.
Johnny Depp's birthday.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
All right.
So that was back in June.
Yeah.
So it has been a minute.
Oh, time flies.
Oh, I'm telling you, this year has just gone by just insanely quick.
Yeah.
But thank God, everybody was like, 2020 sucked. Everybody wanted 2020. No, 2023, okay. That thing got flushed.
Yeah.
When, you know, like first 2 weeks, six different celebrities died. I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm done. Hello. Okay, that's it. I just want to sleep till 2024, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, not even. No such luck.
Well, you know, the deaths just kept coming, too, so. I think part of it is, you know, as we get older, of course, you know, more and more people we're familiar with die.
And so, we notice it more.
Yeah.
You know, I just, it blows my mind. Like, the one, was it 2019 you and I were discussing that it was like every single day I was messaging you or you were messaging me about another celebrity death?
Yeah.
Wasn't that 2019?
I think so.
It's like, it's the same year Melissa Etheridge's son passed away. I remember that one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was like every other day.
Yeah.
It was incredibly bad. And then, of course, we have, I do believe it was the first week in 2022 that killed Meatloaf.
Yes. Yes.
So... And I'm sorry, famous last words, I'm not taking the COVID vaccine. If I die, if it kills me, it kills me. Damn it, Meatloaf, shut the hell up.
So, you know, if any of our listeners engage in any BDSM,
okay,
kind of play, all right, I'm sure you're like, where the hell
I'm
did
like,
this come from?
I'm like, wow, okay, right. So, nice segue.
Yeah,
but, all
so
right.
If any of you do, the perfect safe word is Meatloaf.
And why is that, Barry?
Because I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Yep, that one's good. I like it.
Yeah, you knew where I was going with it, right?
Oh, yeah. After you started with it, yeah. I heard the perfect line that describes my life.
Oh, yeah?
Two of them, actually. I don't have ducks. I don't have a row. I have squirrels, and they're on crack.
Nice.
And the second one, you know... I finally got all my shit together, and I forgot where I put it. Those two describe my life just perfectly. So, since we've got you back, and you always have such an interesting opinion.
Yes.
As, oh my goodness, does he ever always have interesting opinions? Mm-hmm. We are going to do a would you rather kind of deal.
Okay.
So, I was thinking about our two guys and the different roles they have played. And yes, Johnny's been in many more movies than Tom, but they've both done a wide array of different types of characters, different types of movies, from historic to futuristic, from the Wizarding World of Harry Potter to High Rise.
Right.
I mean, just an incredibly wide array. So... what do you think if you were to take existing Star Wars characters and replace them? Who would you replace with Johnny and who would you replace with Tom?
Star Wars characters.
Yes, Star Wars. And you, from the first ones that came out in 1978 all the way through, nothing about the series though, just the movies.
Just the movies.
Just the movies.
So I think with Johnny... I think it would be interesting to see him as Han Solo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I could definitely see that.
And, you know, he could either play it straight, or he could do, like, one of his more inspired acting roles, you know, and really, you know, make it weird.
He could certainly do that. I mean, he could make Han Solo just, like... Yeah. you know, Han and Chewie would just switch places, you know. Yeah. Han would be the one everybody avoided.
Well, I was kind of picturing the way he was in, what was it, Once Upon a Time in Mexico?
Oh, yeah.
Where he was the bounty hunter kind
of
guy.
So instead of more a weird character, you're thinking more of a dangerous, dark.
Yeah, but one of the things I've always wanted to see Johnny do, because, you know, Keanu kind of transformed himself with the John Wick stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I always wanted to see Johnny do a straight-up action role. And he's done things that have action in it, like, you know, Sleepy Hollow and things like that.
Pirates.
But it's always kind of off-kilter.
Right.
He's never the traditional action hero. And there's no reason he couldn't do that in his sleep.
True.
And, you know, I mean, look, I love Keanu, and I love the John Wick movies, but I there's no reason why Johnny Depp couldn't do that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And I think it would have made, $1 billion and, you know, transformed his career entirely. Not that he's had a bad career,
no,
certainly.
But he...
But it would have been a different career.
He himself is one that says he has made a career and made a name out of failures.
Yeah.
So... But, yeah, even his Pirates of the Caribbean series is not the traditional swashbuckling pirate.
Right, exactly.
It's just not.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I absolutely see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
All right, so what about Tom?
So, Tom, the one thing about Tom is, you know, so many of the characters in Star Wars, especially in the original trilogy, you know, if they're there's so many people with these British accents already.
Right.
So, you know, he kind of fits in as the default, you know, accent for the Star Wars universe.
Okay.
I would like to see him, and this is, you're going to think this is really weird, all right? This is going out there. I would like to see Tom as a villain, as Grand Moff Tarkin in the original A New Hope.
As Tarkin? You
yes.
know, I had thought along the same lines.
Right.
Tarkin is not one that popped into my head, but you're right. That would, even General Tarkin's look.
Yeah.
Is,
yeah.
I mean, I could see
right.
Tom.
Now, of course, you know, the actor who played Tarkin, whose name escapes me at the moment, although he was a classic actor, you know, he was obviously older at that time. But with, I think, you know, even having him either as a younger person or just, you know, outright, you know, making him look older.
Right.
I think that, you know, either way, you know, he could do a great job. I mean, and it's, even though Tarkin dies in that movie, spoilers, you know, it would be great because, I mean, you know, he had the audacity and the ability to stand up to Vader and
right.
basically yank Vader's chain, you know? So I think that would be an interesting role for Tom.
Absolutely. And, you know, at that point with that very first Star Wars movie that ever came out, you didn't know who or what or if there was a darker, more sinister guy behind Darth Vader. Darth Vader was the top of the chain as far as you saw.
Yeah.
So for Tarkin to actually stand up to him and, you know, almost bully him.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Yeah, the implication definitely was that Tarkin was over Vader.
But Vader didn't put up with any shit either.
Yeah, but he backed down when Tarkin told him to.
Well,
because
yeah.
Vader was choking, force choking that
dude. Oh, yeah, that idiot.
Yeah, and Tarkin was like, you know, Vader.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Essentially, we told you not to play with your food. Put that down.
Right.
But, yeah, okay, so I could see that. Now, I always try to go a little bit, like, around the most obvious.
Right.
So, actually, we kind of had the same idea. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to see Johnny as Lando.
Lando?
Lando, because it suits him, it fits him.
Okay, yeah,
you know,
I could see that.
He's not Lily White.
Right.
But he's not, you know, evil. He's just out to save his own ass. He doesn't really care about anybody else.
Yeah, I can actually See, I think he would look really good in the Lando outfit. I can see that.
Yes, yes, so could I. Anyway. All right, I am not wearing my glasses, so I'm having a little difficulty finding out the character who played Tarkin, so we will get back to that.
Yeah.
I am going to put that down in my book so that we can revisit that next week. So that's who I can see Johnny as. Mm-hmm. You know, more of a space age.
It was Peter Cushing.
Oh, that's right. Darn it. All right. But I could see Johnny as like a futuristic Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
Lando is like the futuristic version of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
So, you know, and maybe that's cheating a little bit, putting him in a different role with the same character.
Right.
But I would love to see that. You know, I really would. Now, and you and I was thinking the same thing with Tom. A little darker, a little, you know, because with Loki is not truly evil. Loki is chaotic neutral. Loki is out for Loki.
Yeah.
That is all there is to it. But as a truly, genuinely evil character, you know, I was thinking, and I really couldn't pinpoint one specific Star Wars character. I honestly could not.
Okay.
But along the lines of if, like, Darth Maul had a bigger part in episode one, I could see Tom doing that, or Sidious. I definitely could see him playing Darth Sidious.
Okay, so the Emperor. Because, I mean, that's who Sidious is. I mean, he became the Emperor.
Am I thinking of the wrong one then? The older gentleman in the second of the new ones? Beard, mustache?
The prequels?
Yeah.
Yeah, so in the prequels, Darth Sidious is who Senator Palpatine is secretly.
Oh, okay. And then all right, they used two different actors and it threw me.
Yeah, when Palpatine becomes the Emperor, he, you know, discards all of
right, discards the cloaking.
Right.
All right, yeah, well, yeah. So, yeah, I definitely could see Tom as taking on, and, you know, Tom is such a good guy. He is such a, you know, he's got this great attitude. To see him transform into this evil, almost demonic character would just be amazing. I'd love it.
Yeah.
Okay, same question, but with Star Trek. Now, go easy on me because I am not like a huge Trek fan.
Yeah.
I've seen several of the movies, but I quit watching the movies before Next Generation started making them. So,
I'm more of a Star Trek fan than Star Wars. I've seen every episode of every series multiple times and all the movies.
Oh, you and Carrie's son would get along very well. He's the same way. He's seen every movie, every episode of every series of anything that has anything to do with Star Trek.
So, thinking of this one, I'm going to go with one that I think is, to me, an obvious pick. And then I'm going to go with one that is really off the wall.
Okay, so obvious pick first, we're going with Johnny first, right?
No, I'm going with Tom.
Okay, Tom
obvious
first.
Pick. And you're not familiar with this character, though. So if you look at Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Okay.
The doctor on the show is Dr. Julian Bashir, and played by Alexander Siddig.
Okay.
And he is a, he's a very British, slender, good-looking guy. He's very young and fresh-faced when he first gets there. But by the end of the series, he's, you know, gotten much more serious. And I just think that Tom would easily play that character. I mean, Tom could almost not act, just be himself, and I think he would nail Julian Bashir.
Okay.
So that to me was an obvious one. Now, this next one, you're going to go, all right, that's weird.
Okay.
But you know, whereas with the Star Wars one, I went with Johnny and I said, all right, this is a straight role for him.
Right.
This one would be one of his over the top performances.
Okay.
All right. And you're gonna roll your eyes at first, but you'll have to let me explain.
Okay.
I would see Johnny Depp as Bones McCoy.
Oh my God, that's perfect.
And especially now that he's a little bit older, I just think I could see him doing this crazy ass Southern accent, being cantankerous.
Except he doesn't know how to do a Southern accent.
he would just do something weird, you know. I mean,
oh yeah.
You know, damn it, I'm a doctor, Jim. You know, I just could see Johnny doing one of his, you know, his Willy Wonka style takes on a character.
Or Mad Hatter.
Yes.
Type.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I just think that McCoy would be such an interesting character for him to play.
Yeah, and once again, along the same lines, but I would love to see Tom in the role of Khan.
Khan?
Yep.
Okay.
Second movie. The second original movie, I believe.
Yep. Yeah, it was. It's Wrath of Khan.
And it
yep.
was played by Ricardo Montalban originally. Now, guys, if you've seen this movie, you know what I'm talking about, and I've heard back and forth. Well, I went to the source. I went to, you know, the interviews and that type of thing when the movie was made from the people who made the movie. That is not a chest plate.
Yeah.
Okay, that is the man's chest. That is his arms. He is huge.
Yeah, you know, when I read William Shatner's, one of his biographies, Movie Memories, he said, yeah, that was Ricardo's actual chest.
Yup. He is huge. But I could see, because these are alien critters.
Right. Yeah.
Just because they look human, you know, doesn't mean they think like a human.
Right.
And what we would consider just evil is just how that particular race is. You know?
Although Khan is human, he's just an augmented human.
Oh, okay.
He's genetically engineered.
I could definitely. So he already has that superiority complex because he is one of a kind.
Yeah. And he would be, that would be interesting to have Tom as the third person to play Khan.
Right.
Because actually Ricardo Montalban did it on the original series and in the original movie. And then in the second of the J.J. Abrams remake for alternate universe films, Khan was played by Benedict Cumberbatch. So,
are you kidding me? Well, you know, yeah. Benedict is one of Tom's good friends.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to watch that now.
I don't. It's my least favorite of the three J.J. Abrams films.
I wouldn't be watching it for the storyline.
Okay. And my main problem is because it was too early in that series to bring in Khan. And so at the end, when you have these emotional moments, that cast hasn't earned it.
Right.
You know,
okay.
We haven't had enough time with Kirk and Spock to cry when one of them is about to die.
Right.
You know.
You haven't. You don't know them that well yet.
Right. Plus, it can't not come off as, no, I already saw this with the real people, and it was better.
Right. And, you know, that is a problem that a lot of people, myself included, have with remakes or do-overs or whatever you want to call them.
Right.
Is if you've seen the original and you really enjoyed the original, it is very difficult, number one, not to compare the two, and number two, to get into that second portrayal.
Right.
Because you're looking for different things that the characters or the actors did as these characters that they did in that first movie, and those little quirks are not there.
Right.
And you're just like, oh, okay, you know, never mind. This isn't even worth it. So.
And I know, you know, I agree with you. I know that kind of makes us sound old, because I remember, like, watching remakes and stuff, and I remember my grandparents going, well, why don't you just watch the original? You know,
yeah,
the black and white version, that's the better one.
Yeah, that is, they left this out, and they didn't do that.
Right.
It's just.
So, I mean, I get it that, you know, probably people who are younger, they might watch, you know, Star Trek Into Darkness, which is that film.
Right.
And they probably would have no problem with it. You know, I have a problem with it because I grew up with Wrath of Khan. I've seen it, you know, 3 times. And so, you know, I can't not compare it.
Right. And the sad thing is most of the younger generation would watch the newer one and be more impressed.
Right.
And then go back and watch the original and go,
yeah.
Oh my God, are you kidding? This is a joke.
Yeah.
So, well, like the one kid that was overheard telling a friend of his about this new song that he heard, but you know, there was this cover band named Journey.
Oh yeah.
That had already redone it. It's like, excuse me, the band's name is Journey. They are the original and the lead singer is the one who wrote that song. Thank you.
Well, I have a student, and he loves, you know, I like a lot of the music he likes, but, yeah, he said that the first time we started talking music, he said he would like really old music, and he said, you know, there was this, he said, have you ever heard of Nirvana? He says, I love Nirvana.
Oh, my God, and that's really old music.
Really old, yeah. And you know, it is 30 years old now.
Nope, the 80s was 20 years ago. I don't care what you say.
Yeah. Nirvana was 30 years ago.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain has been gone that long.
Yeah. But, all right, so you're now moving on to Johnny.
Okay. So, Johnny, once again, we were right there at the same, but different. We just split off in different directions.
Okay, so I was about to say, if you said you also were going to go with
Bones,
Bob and McCoy.
Not Bones. No. The engineer.
Scotty.
I would love, and not, but the thing is, just like you said, be over the top.
Yeah.
I could see Johnny just, because he's got a sense of humor, and he is a born comedian. Anybody who's acted with him will tell you this. He loves doing practical jokes. You know, he's famous for them on the different sets.
Right.
I mean, I could see him coming across with this Scottish brogue that is just way too deep, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, half the time you can't understand a word he's saying.
That's what I was about to say. It can be so deep, nobody can understand
They have to use subtitles. I mean,
yeah.
You know, with the whole, and occasionally he'd be the one to take the woman away from Captain Kirk.
Right.
You know, that type of thing. But I think it would be absolutely hilarious. Johnny has done comedies.
Right, right.
But he's always played the straight guy.
Yeah.
He's always played the straight man in the comedies. I would love to see him in a straight up, you know, being the goof off, being the one that makes it fun.
Right.
You know, instead of the one that's being laughed at.
You know, Johnny got so much hell for playing Tonto.
Oh my God, I know.
Obviously, Sulu.
Oh my God. Oh. Yeah, but the thing is he's never claimed to be Asian.
I know, but, and we'd still be Hikaru Sulu.
Oh my God, that is just wrong. But yeah, and just to rectify the situation about him, you know, because he's claiming to be Native American, but there's no proof, and da 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 da,
right.
You know. Well, it doesn't matter now because the Sioux Nation adopted him. He has every right that any other member of the Sioux Nation has.
Okay.
Including claiming homestead on the reservations.
All right, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have two questions for you.
Okay.
First, they're variations on the same question. First,
okay.
If you were going to do a 2.0 of the show, right?
Okay.
And you were going to do, you know, Death Heads and Hiddlestoners, and you decided, damn it, I'm going to add a third person.
Okay.
All right, and that third person is going to be a guy.
Okay.
What actor would be number three? And before you answer it, I'll go and tell you. We're also going to do it. What if you decided to add an actress?
Okay. You're going to have to give me a few minutes on the actress, but the actor?
Yeah.
Oh, that one's done. No, it's not. Crap, there's two.
Yeah, but it's only one.
No, there's two.
You can't do two.
Well, it's got to be even. It's got to be even.
Oh, no, it's a threesome, not a foursome.
No, it's a thing with me. It has to be even. No, it's a numbers thing.
It's a thruple thing.
Damn it, man.
The name of the blog is going to be too long if you put four people up there. So we're going with three.
Oh, damn it, man. I'd have to go with Keanu then.
Keanu Reeves, okay. Mm-hmm. Who would have been number four?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
I love Benny. I think he is amazing.
Yeah.
And he is so sexy.
Yeah, okay. But it would be Johnny, Tom, Keanu.
Right.
Okay.
Keanu shares a lot, and we did a show on him.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and over and over again, I'm reminded of, okay, these traits he shares with Johnny. These traits he shares with Tom. You know, it's just, it's like they are two sides of one coin, and he's the nickel plating in the middle.
Okay.
It's just really odd how much that he does have in common with each one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still on the fence about whether Johnny and Tom would get along.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's certain, you know, I'm looking at certain traits going, you know, these two, they would guard each other's backs because, you know, they're just, you know.
Right.
And there are other times I'm going, okay, this one wouldn't put up with that from that one, and that one damn sure wouldn't put up with that from this one.
Right.
So, you know, I'm still on the fence as far as whether they would get along or not.
Yeah.
But
probably,
yeah,
if you could find out what kind of relationship Tom has with Robert Downey Jr. Because we know that RDJ is also friends with
Johnny.
So if RDJ and Tom get along, then they'd probably be okay.
Right.
But I haven't heard that much about what their relationship is like, actually.
Me either. And you know, I listen to every interview I can find, and
yeah.
You know. So I have not heard Tom discussing RDJ or the other way around.
Right.
Very much. But if you look at it, they're only in one.
Yeah, they're only in that one movie together, I think.
So, yeah, and their interaction in that movie was minimal.
Yeah.
So, you know, they may not really know that much about each other.
Well, that's
and true. Then again, they may be the two that were, you know, going across the street to the bar and having a beer at night. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, they were both in, you know, the first Infinity movie, but they didn't have to see them together.
No.
So.
You okay?
Yeah, it's possible, I suppose, that they weren't even around each other for the filming.
And that is true. I didn't even think about that. But a lot of times they do bring, okay, they're going to do with this, and this actor, and those are the only ones who show up.
Right, yeah.
So.
And that happens a lot. I mean, I think we sometimes have this idea that everybody in the movie is always on set watching each other and stuff, but that's not actually the way they tend to do it.
Or, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who actually think the movie is filmed in the order that you see it.
Right. And, of course, that's not how it happens either. Yeah.
But, so it's entirely possible that they had no interaction at all during the Infinity.
All right, so if I were choosing this, if I was going to add a third one.
Okay.
I probably would go, and this is somebody that you guys have done, I think, multiple episodes on. I would probably go with Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
If I couldn't go with Samuel L., this is going to be a weird one, Tom Cruise. And the reason is because for one thing, there'd always be something to talk about because you got all that weird Scientology shit.
Okay.
Second, you know, the man is still making huge movies. You know, he's got this Mission Impossible series.
He just did another Top Gun. I mean.
Yeah, and another Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I think that there'd be a lot to talk about there. And I think, you know, he fits generationally in with Johnny, you know. Obviously, you know, him and Johnny are both older than Tom, but I just think that he would fit well in there.
Okay.
So, and of course, then you'd have Tom and Tom.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd have Johnny beating his Tom.
There you go. But what about the female? If you had to add an actress.
If I had to add an actress, I have again, two choices.
Okay.
All right. Mainstream choice, like the name, when I say it, everybody in the world goes, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Charlize Theron.
She'd be a good choice. She would fit in well.
But the one I would prefer, she has acted with Tom twice, because she is in the MCU. You don't see her in one movie, but she's in the MCU. Mm-hmm. And she was a Night Manager. I would love to do, you know, if I was going to add a female, Elizabeth Debicki.
Okay, all right.
She has such a...
But Charlize Theron is in the MCU.
Yes, she is. I know. But Debicki has as wide a range of projects as Johnny and Tom both do. You know, no music in there, but she's done stage, she's done dance, she's done... And the fact that she is 6'3" cannot be understated.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, I still want to know to this day how they made Tom look taller than her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they must have got him a little box to stand on like they do the little kids or something, because she's 2 inches taller than him.
Wow.
So, yeah, those would be my two choices if we had to do female.
I think my number one choice would be Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Because she's done a lot of really good movies.
And I could see her putting Johnny in his place right quick-like.
Yeah. and obviously, you know, there's, you know, an MCU connection.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of play with the idea of Winona Ryder.
Oh, you couldn't do that to Johnny.
But can you see Johnny, like his picture on one side, Winona on the other, and in the middle, Tom?
Only if you wanted to break my heart every damn time I open my computer. Oh my goodness, I've said from the beginning that the two of them need to just quit fucking around and get back together.
Yeah. I had too much time before I passed.
No. No, for a relationship like they had, there's no such thing.
I wish Johnny had never left Vanessa. They seemed like such a good couple for
Johnny
so long.
Johnny was not the one who left, sweetie. Vanessa outgrew him.
See, I thought Johnny left her.
Johnny is never the one to leave.
Hmm.
We did, matter of fact, just about a year and a couple of months ago, we did a 3 or 4 part series on the many loves of Johnny Depp. So I did lots of research on it.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, just because I'm reminded of now, speaking of Johnny's exes, Amber Heard has been in the news this past week.
Oh, God, what now?
So, you know, Elon Musk's autobiography is coming out.
Okay.
And so he talks about, you know, his relationship with Amber Heard.
Okay.
And anyway, apparently Amber Heard, apparently all of Elon Musk's family hated her.
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
They hated her.
Hmm.
But apparently Elon Musk was describing part of their relationship, and apparently, you know, she would dress up in cosplay for him, you know, when they were having sex and stuff.
Okay.
And so, yeah, there's been some interesting Amber Heard news out there. Hmm. Also, James Wan, the director of the Aquaman films, issued a statement this week. He was asked directly.
If they replaced her.
Well, because Amber has always been saying, oh, they didn't even want me back for the sequel because
right.
of all the stuff. And James Wan said that they didn't trim her scenes, that they didn't cut her out. He said
Damn
that
it.
He always pitched it as the first film was about Aquaman and Mira.
Okay.
And the second film is about Aquaman and his brother, Ocean Master. So
basically her role is really, really small,
yeah.
but they didn't cut her down any because
right.
it's not about her.
That's what James Wan said. He said, you know, it was always pitched as she's going to be in it, but this is not a movie about her and Arthur
right.
like the first one was.
Okay.
So he says this one's, the first one he said was a romance, this one's a bromance.
Got it.
And, you know, so I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he's saying.
Well, Amber has just, because I'm sorry, I you know, I don't like Chick-fil-A's attitude, so I don't support them. I don't spend my money there.
Right.
I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say, oh, I don't like what they say, but their food's good. No.
Right.
Same thing with Amber Heard, okay? I don't like her. I don't like what she did, and I refuse to support her or any movie she's in. Which means there's one little made-for-TV miniseries that I didn't get to watch because they put her in it. Stephen King's, the remake of Stephen King's The Stand. Yep. I was dying to see that. I have not seen the first scene of it, and I won't.
You didn't miss much.
Oh, was it bad?
It was awful.
I didn't particularly care for
and
the first one.
It had a great cast. I was excited, aside from her.
Right.
I was excited, you know, for the cast, but I watched the first two episodes and gave up on it.
Oh, really? That bad?
Yeah.
Well, that is a book that, unless you put it as, you know, if you took the book and broke it into maybe 4 or 5 2 or 3 hour movies, you might be able to do justice to the book. It's just that intense. And there's so much that happens in it. Just to try to put it in a 6 hour or 12, even 12 hour miniseries, or it's just damn near impossible.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, I really did want to watch it to see how they had done it, what they had done with it. And
right.
I'd heard the special effects were supposed to be phenomenal. And I really, really wanted to see those.
Prefer the original miniseries, even with the cheesy special effects.
Right.
And the way some of the horror was toned down because it was on regular TV.
Oh, yeah.
But I still think that the first one was better. It had more of the story in it.
Remake,
they combined more characters.
Right.
They did things that were out of order.
Oh,
and
no.
I didn't understand why
that
they did it that way.
That always irritates me.
It frustrated me. And
yeah.
So.
I'm sorry. How can you replace one of the Brat Pack? Mm. Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
How can you replace that with Amber Heard? Come on now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But, there's a lot of things that I won't watch because she's in them.
Well, thankfully, she's actually not in that many things.
True. Yeah. she saw to that herself.
Yeah.
When she did what she did.
Well, I heard she considers herself semi-retired now.
She ought to consider herself all the way retired because if they are male, they are not, it doesn't matter, actor, director, producer, agent, manager, lawyer, if they are male, they're not going to want to be alone in the same room with the woman.
Yeah.
She has proven herself untrustworthy. She has proven herself as a liar. She has proven herself and, you know, I wouldn't want to be in the same room with her.
Yeah.
Sorry. Of course, that's because I don't look good in prison orange. But, yeah. as Carrie has once said, bullshit with the black hair, I rock that prison orange.
Yeah.
Now, we were just talking about the Stephen King The Stand, okay?
Yeah.
So, that what book that has never been made into a movie would you like to see done? And which character would you like to see our guys play? And it doesn't have to be the same book. Just like this character was designed for Johnny. And, you know, they need to make a movie just so he can play this character. Kind of thing.
Mm. And it can't have been made into a movie before.
Well, if you name one that's already been done, mm-hmm. people are going to be thinking, okay, so you're wanting to replace that actor with this one. No. You got to break it down all the way to the book itself. So, yeah, you can do one that's been done before, but guys, keep in mind we're talking about the book, not the movie that already exists. So,
I don't know. Have you ever read Shogun?
No.
Okay. They did make it into a mini series in the late 70s. It had, I forget what the actor's name at the moment. But
my sister loved that
series. He was in every miniseries back then. He was in the Thornbirds.
My sister loved that series.
Shogun is one of my all-time favorite books, and my son bought it as well and read it, and he loved it as well. And, you know, it's the story. It's set in the, I think it's the 1800s or 1700s, and it's about a British sailor who ends up kind of marooned in Japan. And so he's there, you know, learning about their culture, and there's a lot of just great things, because, for instance, you know, when they first get him, the Japanese, one of the first things they want to do is bathe him, because he's filthy.
Right.
Right? Because in England at the time, it was considered, you know, that you would get a cold and die if you,
yeah,
you know, had a wet head very often. Right.
It was
so
unhealthy.
So he would bathe, like, once every 2 weeks. Ugh. And in Japan, they're like, no, you bathe every day.
At least.
Yes. And so they literally had to hold him down and scrub him. And but there's many things. And, of course, eventually he learns, you know, to embrace their society. He becomes,
right,
you know, he becomes a samurai, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Ooh. And it was a great, great book. And I would love to see Tom star in that. I think he would do a great job as this Englishman who, you know, adopts their ways, starts off, you know, totally against it, and then it finally falls in love, of course.
Well, of course.
And embraces it and becomes, you know, a champion. I think that would be a great, great role. I don't know if you could do it in a movie, because the book's like 1,000 pages long. That's why they did it as a miniseries.
It sounds like a lot of it,
yeah,
is mental anyway. It's why I hated the last Twilight book. Because, or the last, not the book, guys. I hated the last Twilight, the two movies.
Yeah.
That incorporated the last book. I hated them.
Okay.
Because 90% of what you are reading when you're actually reading the book is all internal.
Right.
It's not the fight scenes and the, you know, it is all, it's the way this one sees things and the way Bella sees things and the way Edward sees things and, you know, all of this, it's not something that you can really show
right
on a movie. So, you know, it just, I know why they twisted it and screwed things up the way they did. But, number one, Alice can't see the werewolves.
Right.
So there's no way she could have done what she did in the last movie. Because she can't see the, she also can't see Renesmee.
Right.
So there's no way she could have done that as they portrayed in the movie.
Right.
It's impossible.
Hmm.
You know, a lot of it was just, you know, if you really thought about it and you had read the books, you're going, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
The other choice, the one for Johnny, this is going to be really weird. A lot of folks are not going to be familiar with this, I bet. There is a series of novels published in the 30s. I have the whole set now. Called, they're about Richard Benson, the Avenger. And
okay.
He was part of a group called Justice Incorporated. And one of the great achievements, I suppose, of my writing career was I did get a chance to write two short stories with that character.
Oh, wow.
In official things from Moonstone Books. But you know, he's a great character, Richard Benson, and I think that Johnny Depp could do something interesting with it. Just adapt the first book into a movie. It has a great premise. Benson gets on an airplane with his wife and his young daughter, who's like 6 or 7. And at one point, he gets up and he goes to the restroom. And when he comes back, his wife and his daughter are missing.
They have done a movie almost exactly like that.
Really? And everybody on board the plane says they never existed.
Yeah, never saw them.
Right.
There is a movie. I'll have to look it up and find out. There is a movie just like that.
So he ends up being put into a mental hospital.
Yeah, because they're saying that he's crazy. He never had a wife.
And in the books, his face freezes because, you know, because of the psychological shock. And because it's like if somebody has erased all... it's like they didn't exist. But he remembers them, of course.
But maybe he's just insane. You never know.
But, of course, eventually he finds out there's this conspiracy going on and why it happens. And
why they targeted the daughter and the wife.
And he ends up, you know, taking down this criminal conspiracy, but his wife and daughter are dead. And
aww.
So from that point forward, he dedicates himself to trying to make sure that, you know, this kind of crime doesn't happen any place else. But I just think it's such a great premise for the first book. Just do the first book as a movie, see how it goes, And then if you want, there's 34 more novels. But yeah, that's what I would do for Johnny. I think he could do that very well.
Okay.
No. And since it's Johnny, I would even keep the weird crap about his face freezing.
Because he could do it.
He could do it.
He could pull it off.
Yeah.
All right. So, everybody's heard me bitch and moan and whine and complain about my face. And since you opened the door, because I wasn't going to do it, because it's already been done.
Right.
But
I know
since
where you're
you
going.
Opened the door here, Wheel of Time.
Yeah.
The Wheel of Time series. However,
season 2 is about to debut.
Who do I have to kill to stop this?
No.
However, anyway, what they have on TV that they're calling the Wheel of Time has nothing to do with the books, just letting you know. They use the same character names. That's about it.
Yeah, you nearly lost your mind when you watched that first episode.
Rand did not ever sleep with Egwene.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever.
And of course, I never read the book because I had tried multiple times,
books.
Never got very far. And
a 14-book series.
So I'm sitting here, I'm just watching it, kind of just accepting whatever's happening,
Oh,
and she's like
Perrin
losing
was
her mind.
Never married before he met Fael. He killed his wife. Please. The reason Perrin is so careful around people is because he knows he's so much bigger than everybody else. Shit doesn't even make sense when you read the books. Anyway.
Yeah.
The main character in that is Randall Thor.
Right.
However, I don't even want one of our guys to play Rand. I think that Johnny as Perrin and Tom as Matt would be incredible. Perrin, now, size notwithstanding, okay?
Right.
Perrin, spoiler alert, turn it off if you don't want to hear it. He learns he has this ability to talk to wolves.
Okay.
And it's not like he's going to be walking around with a dog going, hey, what do you think? It's not that weird kind of thing. It's just at one point somewhere in our distant, distant past, men and wolves behaved as brothers. They hunted together, they fought together, and the wolves still remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, there is a human who can tap into those memories and become a brother to the wolf as well.
Right.
Now, some men that can do that go absolutely insane and just join the wolf pack. They forget they were human at all.
Right.
Others block the wolves out and try to pretend that never happened. Others, like Perrin, find that balance that where they can accept both sides of themselves and not have to exclude one to be able to function in both worlds.
Right.
It's a very intense character. It's a very... I can't imagine an actor that would not go to bed exhausted after playing this character. It's that intense. And Johnny, but there are so many events and situations that are friggin' hilarious.
Right.
And I can see Johnny doing both. Mm-hmm. I can see him doing the intense, in-depth, very soulful, very meaningful, very feeling parts. And I can see him doing the, oh shit, I didn't forget my pants again, did I? Parts. So,
has Johnny ever done a fantasy film? Is the closest the Pirates?
Dr. Parnassus.
I haven't seen that one.
The Imaginarium Emporium.
Okay, I haven't seen
that. When Heath Ledger...
He's one of the multiple
of the multiple personalities.
Right, yeah. I remember you telling me about it, but I've never seen it.
He did that one, and then you might consider Willy Wonka.
No.
Or Alice in Wonderland.
That's closer.
Edward
to
Scissorhands.
And...
But as far as straight up
fantasy.
Fantasy.
Yeah.
don't think so.
Yeah.
I think Alice in Wonderland is probably the closest. But now, here's the thing, because most people would tell me I've got it backwards. Mm-hmm. Tom should be the one to play the intense, serious role, and Johnny should be the one to play the comedian.
Right.
And that's the whole point. Mm-hmm. Tom would be a great Matt Calhoun. Mm-hmm. He really would, or Coffin, depending on whatever.
Right.
But Matt is the trickster. He, you know, he's of age as far as that goes. But he still acts like he's 12. I mean, the first time you're introduced to Matt in the books,
right,
he tries to lure Rand away from helping his father unload the cart so that they can unload a badger that he has caught in a sack straight out of winter hibernation, and he wants to let it loose on the green and watch the girls scream and run. Okay, this is a 17, 18, 19-year-old guy
right.
acting like a 12-year-old, and he just refuses to grow up. Well, that shit damn near gets him killed a couple of times. He never loses that attitude. He does grow up. He does get a bit more serious.
Right.
But he still has that twinkle in his eye, I guess you could say.
Right.
He still has that ability to just be like, you know what? No, today I'm not. I know the world rests on our shoulders and we have to get this done. We have to do that. And everything has to fall into place. But today, I ain't doing it today. Today I'm having fun.
Right.
You know, and he can set the entire world aside. Because, hey, I'm sorry. Today is me day. All
right.
I'm doing this. It's great. I love it. And he uses a lot of the experiences that he has with, you know, the practical jokes and the trickster type behavior, he uses a lot of that
right
in the end scenes of the last book. At one point, he tells one of his friends, he writes a note to one of his friends. They know all of their communications are being intercepted. They know they're being read. They just don't know how.
Right.
So he sends, they had just gotten attacked. And they were not, their army was not very, very hurt at all. But, you know, it could have been much worse. So he sends a note to his friend that is with the army that says something about an Ebu Dari barmaid. This is, okay, so what is it with the barmaid? He says, well, the barmaids work for tips in Ebu Dari. People in Ebu Dari don't tip.
Right.
That's not what he meant at all. He was in that town with this friend and faked a war wound to get a little waitress's attention. So you see what I'm saying?
Right.
This type of behavior ends up doing him well in the final days. So I could definitely see Tom in that role.
Right.
It's just, you know, read the books, guys. You'll love them. Robert Jordan, Wheel of Time series.
Yeah, I forgot to mention who wrote the books I was talking about. Shogun is by James Clavell, and the Avengers series is Kenneth Robinson is the name that's on the books, but that's a pseudonym. It was Paul Ernst
wrote them. Nice. Very nice.
So, all right, what about...
Okay, we've got time for one more.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what about, you know, what actors would you like to see them work with that we don't think they've worked with before? I say we don't think because you might correct me because I, you know, I was thinking, and there was one I wanted so badly to do, but it's not as bad as another one.
And you can't choose each other. You don't want, we all know we want Johnny and Tom to work together.
No, yeah, yeah. So for Tom, I want him to do a buddy cop movie with Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh my God. But with, for who? For Johnny?
No, Tom.
Tom has worked with Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, in the Avengers.
Yes.
Okay, all right, we'll skip that then. Scratch that.
Although, I was, because that was one of my questions I was going to ask is, what movie would you like to take the main characters and replace with Johnny and Tom? And the first thing that popped into my head was Lethal Weapon.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, there you go. All right, so I'll scramble it up then. All right, because I had a second choice. For Johnny, I want to see Johnny work with Kiefer Sutherland. And I don't
Kiefer,
know if
not Donald.
Kiefer.
Oh my God, that okay? Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy?
Or
are they partners?
No, I'd kind of like to see Kiefer as the bad guy. I've seen Kiefer in both roles.
Yeah, me too. I've seen Johnny in both roles. They are both incredible.
I just think they would play off each other well.
Yeah, I could see either way.
Yeah.
But I could see the same.
Dare I say it, they could both be switches. I mean, it's good or bad. Good or bad.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it just depends on which one's holding the whip.
There you go.
But, but see, I could see the same thing, but I could see them as partners.
Mm-hmm.
As, like, working partners, guys. Mm-hmm. Partners, but either they're both the good guys or they're both the bad. And if they were both the bad guys, okay, I'm sorry. Evil wins.
Yeah. All right, so it's like I lost my Tom pick because I forgot of, you know, they were individuals.
I can't believe you, the comic book guru.
Yeah.
You forgot.
Yeah. All right, one of my favorite actors is Ethan Hawke.
Oh, yeah.
And I would like to see Tom and Ethan play off each other. And I you know, a lot of the things I pick tend to be like science fiction or horror or adventure kind of things. I'd like to see them in a more serious role together.
See, I was thinking exactly the opposite. I'd love to see the two of them in a comedy together.
See, that would be kind of interesting. I just think that Ethan is so good at playing tortured characters.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that Tom did very well as, you know, in that vampire role. Really, just the most
torture
I've seen him. Yeah. And I could just see the two of them, you know, acting their asses off in
uh-huh.
some incredibly emotional, intense thing that would probably get them, like, you know, some Academy Award nomination.
Make them lovers.
There you go. All right.
I mean, that would...
We're both in love with the same person, and then it's like tearing them all apart, you know?
Because the two of them are friends. Yeah, that would freaking work.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to write that one now.
You
know that?
Yeah.
Oh, damn you, Barry.
Yeah. I just think that would be cool.
But yeah, I mean, like what was it? The Dog Days or Down Dog or something that we watched with Cumberbatch?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, it was not overt.
Right.
About the character being gay, and, you know, it really bothered messing with him because that was just something that was not done in that era,
right.
And blah, blah, blah. You know, it was not an out there, here you go kind of thing.
Right.
But it was very well done. You know, I'm very glad that Sam Elliott has apologized for his comments about the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very, I thought it was extremely well done.
I did too.
I thought it was incredible. But I could see, like, Tom, and Tom is one of the few that can get away with playing a obviously gay character.
Yeah.
And still have just as big a fan base as he did before. A lot of actors cannot do it. They don't have the right types of fans to be able to get away with it.
I believe Ethan has played a gay character. Maybe I'm thinking of, maybe, I don't know.
I can't recall straight up.
Yeah, I can't place it right ahead, but for some reason I could see him kissing a man. Maybe that's just in my head.
Maybe you've been talking to me.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just picturing it. I'm
well,
Googling.
See, Ethan Hawke is, to me, he is extremely sexy. He is, but he's sexy in, like, that dad vibe kind of sexy.
Right.
Sinister, that was Ethan Hawke, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm picturing him. I've seen him making out with Pedro Pascal.
Oh, who? What?
Pedro
Hello?
Pascal, you know, which
I'm asking to see the picture.
Yeah, there's multiple pictures, but
oh,
but yeah, apparently they were gay lovers in a film. So
really,
yeah.
The
internet's daddy, Pedro Pascal, who of course plays the Mandalorian and is in The Last of Us and stuff. So.
Wow.
So maybe subconsciously I knew that.
I guess so. Anyway. Yeah, but, I mean, Ethan Hawke has always been, just, there's a vibe about him.
Now,
I guess it's just because he's so intense.
Yeah,
no
I want to say, Ethan Hawke has always given me the vibe of, I would either love him or I could see absolutely loathing him.
Right.
Because even when I see him in interviews, he both seems fascinating and just a little bit of a dick.
And a pompous ass, yeah.
Yes. He seems, oh, yeah. He seems very, very cocksure.
Gee, I wonder why. He's Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what Marilyn...
You know, now his daughter Maya is, you know, he's directing her in a film based on, what's her name? Flannery O'Connor's. Flannery O'Connor now. They've got a film coming out.
Well, all I can say is, you know, the family affairs like that, they never end well. Look at Yoga Hosers.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. It was a good premise, and it was really cute and stuff, but it was not what it was portrayed to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it, okay? I won't say I loved it. I won't say but I did like it.
Right.
Planetarium, however, not so much. Anyway, but yeah, so if I was going to pick an actor I would love to see with. So with Johnny, just because it's Johnny, I would love to see him and Sam Elliott in a movie.
Okay.
Because they would either work and, you know, sparks would fly and we would have another $1 billion movie.
Right.
Or it would be the biggest shit show you've ever seen.
That makes me think, you know, I know I've already thrown my hat out there, but Johnny Depp and Nick Cage.
Oh, no.
I could see that being either brilliant or the biggest shit show ever.
Well, the thing about it is Nick is the one who got Johnny into acting.
Yeah, so they know each other.
Yeah,
but
they've known each other forever.
Together, have they?
Not that I am aware of.
Right.
Now, Tom is a little bit more difficult because he is so intense anyway. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. Let's see. If I had to pick just one that I would love to see Tom act with, I would have to go with Steve Martin.
Steve Martin?
Yes.
That's an interesting pick. Okay.
Uh-huh. Think, Three Amigos type deal.
Right.
That kind of, but with, of course, Tom playing the straight man.
Okay. Interesting.
Now, if I had to put Tom and Johnny in a movie together.
Right.
Like I said, the first thing I thought of was Lethal Weapon.
Right.
I'd like to see them either like a Lethal Weapon type movie or a Beverly Hills Cop type movie or something comedic. That is not Mordecai.
Yeah, now see, since Johnny took so much hell for playing Tonto, obviously, Axel Foley in Beverly Hills Cop.
No, RDJ has to play Axel Foley.
Yeah.
You know, the whole skin darkening thing.
Yes.
Okay, you had to do it, now I've got to say it. I would like to see either one of our men do a scene, just one scene, with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Or Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor's dead, though, right?
Oh, my God, is he?
I think so.
Oh, God, I'm so far out of it.
Yeah, really? I believe so.
Look it up.
I'll look it up, but I'm pretty sure Richard Pryor's dead.
Okay, guys, we are 3 minutes over, so I'm going to make it quick. We may very well possibly continue this discussion next week. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if I can talk Barry into showing up again. That would be great, wouldn't it? Let us know.
Richard Pryor's been dead for 18 years.
Oh, dear God. Yeah, I'm back. What happened?
I don't know. Let me look.
Yeah, okay. I am... Wait, 18 years? Yeah. Okay, 18 years ago, I was raising twins.
He had a heart attack.
Oh, man, that sucks. Yeah, 18 years ago, I was raising... My twins were three, so...
Yeah.
But my second set of twins, sorry, were three. Anyway, so reach out to us. Let us know what you think. If you want to reach Carrie personally, it's mako3303@hotmail.com or get in touch with him through the PlayStation games. It's Traveler. Oh. Okay, you're going to have to listen to another podcast to find out his information because I can't remember it. And he'd probably kill me if I tried to call him right now. He's got some family issues he's dealing with. So y'all keep good thoughts. But you can reach us or any of us, me, Barry, Carrie, anybody who has been on the podcast. You can reach us through our email, which is depheadsandhiddlestoners@yahoo.com. I just about forgot. You can reach us through our blog at depheadshiddlestoners.com, or you can go to barryreese.net and click on the link. And by the way, guys, y'all want an interesting read? Something that's not like going to take you a month to get through and all that? Something good, interesting, fairly quick. Try to pick up the newest series that Barry has come out with. It's the Straw Man series. Very first book is called...
The Straw Man Book One.
It is just The Straw Man. Okay, well, I couldn't remember if you had titled it differently.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, and keep checking it out, too, because he's promised to put me in a book, and he hasn't decided whether he's going to let me live or kill me off, so...
I'll probably kill her off.
You'll probably kill me off?
Yeah.
What do I have to do to, like, make sure you don't kill me off and, like, let me continue to, like, pop up?
Well, of course, with the stuff I write, killing you off doesn't mean you can't come back.
Well, this is true. This is true. Like I said, though, if you're going to kill me off, you have to make it sexy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing. It's I got to look good, man.
Right.
So we've got those informations, and then, of course, as always, we have the Dev Heads and Hiddlestoners dedicated phone line. The phone is always turned on. So we will get your message and we will call you back. All you got to do is leave us the pertinent information. That number is 949-373-5476. Once again, anybody who has been on our podcast, we still are in touch with. So you want to talk to Mickey, let us know. You want to talk to London, let us know. You want to talk to any of our hosts that we've had, let us know. We will get in touch with them and deliver your message. Any contact information you want to leave besides the BarryReese.net?
Nope, that's it.
All right, check it out, guys. And I'm going to post question and answers on the blog. So if you guys want to enter what you think and the answers that you would give, hey, by all means do so. Email them to us. We'd love to hear them.
All right.
Okay, so I do believe that is it. Until next time, guys, if you can't be good at it.
Yep, bye.
Peace and love. We're out.